Sometimes. Did you plow that under?
Yeah, you could turn that on. But you plow it and make fertilize. It'd rot.
Yeah. Turn it on. And you call that the what? That was just the...
That's just a cover. So...
And would you ever get a crop to come up a second time without planting it? Did you ever get a crop?
No, well, even one kind of crop, you'll get maybe two or three cuttings of hay off of, and that's alfalfa.
Yeah.
And you cut it off, and it'll come back.
The second one you call the what?
Well, you call it the second crop alfalfa. It comes up and you just mow it back down.
Yeah.
Till it'll finally quit putting up.
When you cut hay, what did you, how did you get it in? You raked it up into what?
You rake it up in a windrow.
Windrow?
Windrow was just about the size of them things. That you reckon you could pile it up and drive your wagon alongside it and throw it up on it.
Did you ever leave it in the field? How would you leave it in the field?
You'd have to leave it in the field till you get it in the barn. Just lay it out there.
What if you had too much to go in the barn?
Stack it.
You know,
stack it around a pole on the outside.
Did you ever raise wheat?
Mm-hmm.
Well, wheat is tied up into a...
Well, yeah, they tie them in bundles, I think.
Okay, and then they would pile the bundles of cheese mm-hmm. up into a...
Yeah, they used to do rice that way.
What? How would they do rice?
They used to do it like you're talking about, tight the bundles.
Okay, and then the bundles would be piled up.
And the bundle would be piled up and hauled to the thrasher, then they throw it in the thrasher and thrash it out.
Yeah, you know what a shock is?
Oh, yeah.
What's a shock?
That's just a shock up a whole lot of hay or grass or meadow or whatever it is. It's a big pile.
I see. How much would you raise to an acre, usually, of rice, when you had a good year?
I don't know. I never raised no rice.
You did?
Never.
Okay. Can you give me some of the calls you would use to call your animals? How would you call your horses in when you wanted to get them in from the pasture?
I don't know. I never did talk to do much calling. Didn't have to call them. They would open the gate and they'd come on back to the barn.
Yeah.
I gave you calls yesterday about the hogs and things, didn't I?
Some of them. What do you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
A hen on a nest of eggs?
Yeah.
Just a hen on a nest of eggs. She's sitting.
Sitting hen? Okay. When you cut the hen up, the chicken up, do you eat, what parts of the chicken, do you eat any of the insides of them?
Oh, no.
You ever have haslets? You know what harslets are? Haslets? No, no.
Uh-uh.
Okay, any spotted intestines?
You don't eat no inside of the chicken.
You eat a gizzard?
Oh, yeah, but that's up here, it ain't down inside.
You don't eat lights?
Not over the chicken, no. Eat a little.
What do you call that piece, Mr. Mitch, that folks would always try and...
I guess that's the breast. That's the breastbone you're talking about.
Break apart?
Yeah. Yeah. It's forking. One gets the shortest piece, one gets the longest piece, lives the longest, one gets the shortest piece, dies first or something.
What'd you call the short piece?
Well, it's just part of the breastbone.
Yeah. And then the long piece was the one that was a lucky piece?
Yeah, that's the one.
And what do you call that bone there? It was that piece of meat, it was called a what?
That was the breast of the chicken.
Yeah.
That's the white part of the chicken, too.
Call it